2 years ago, there was great concern over water levels on the Great Lakes. For instance, Lake Michigan had hit its lowest watermark ever. 2 years later, there is still concern over water levels on the Great Lakes. They're high. The Army Corps of Engineers and scientists with NOAA tell us water levels in Lakes Superior, Huron, Michigan, Erie, and Ontario are all above seasonal averages for the first time in 16 years. St. Clair is 10 inches above its historical average. The word unprecedented is being kicked around by these experts. There is good news in this, and there are potential problems. Al Steinman is director of the Annis Water Resources Institute at Grand Valley State University. Al, we heard all the woe is me 2 years ago about the low levels. Now we have high levels, and we hear woe is me?
Well, I have to admit it is frustrating, because if I was giving a presentation 2 years ago, all anybody wanted to hear about were the low water levels. And now, of course, they want to hear about higher water levels and if that is a threat. But the reality is we have a very dynamic hydrologic system in the Great Lakes, and it does change. Now, the amount of change in such an unprecedented period of time, such a short period of time, is highly unusual, but it is consistent with what we expect from climate variability. I think climate change is sort of a dying term, and we're going to hear more and more about climate variability as the replacement term. And part of that reflects the fact that as the atmosphere warms, it can hold more moisture. So when it does dump, it's going to dump more rain in the warmer months or snow in the colder months, and we're going to see a reflection of altering hydrologic levels, water levels, in a much shorter period of time than we've had historically.
Well, if we just think of the winter we had last year and how frozen the lakes were until, I mean, there were chunks of ice floating around on Memorial Day, weren't there?
Absolutely. You know, up in Lake Superior, for sure. Mm-hmm. And again, that reflects the fact that, you know, under these colder conditions with more ice cover, you were going to have less precipitation. You combine the reduced precipitation of 2014 with the higher than normal precipitation levels, I mean, less evaporation and more precipitation, you're going to get a situation where water levels are going to increase in the Great Lakes, and that's exactly what happened. It's impossible to predict these kinds of events. The variability we're experiencing in the climate is very unusual, and I suspect we're going to see more and more of this kind of dynamic situation where the changes are more frequent than we've had historically, and it goes to the point that we really need to adapt to these kinds of changes in the future.
Well, you know, looking at who might be saying hooray, hurrah to these high water levels, clearly anyone with a boat, whether it's recreational or commercial, is saying thank God.
Absolutely. Well, the commercial vessels, of course, can now load more cargo than they had historically. They don't have to worry about light loading, and that's going to improve their profit margins. The recreational boaters, the marinas, don't have to worry about dredging to get their boats in and out of slips, and that's a benefit as well. And, of course, there are downstream benefits from that in terms of local economic growth for the coastal communities through the bait shops, through the hotels, and what have you, and all that's a good thing.
Now let's go to the hand-wringing department over the higher water levels. What are the problems that are potentially there?
Well, I think the most obvious problem is for landowners that are along the lake, and those shorefront properties could be at risk if water levels increase dramatically like we had back in 1986. We're not near those levels currently. Can we reach those levels? Of course. I mean, it's always possible. We don't anticipate that happening in the near future, but I also don't want to have people yelling at me in case it does happen in the next couple of years either. So we try and protect ourselves. And, of course, I am not a meteorologist.
Sure. You study water. But we could certainly see changes to our beaches as well as the property owners' concerns about erosion.
Absolutely. Certainly in some cases, here in Muskegon, Grand Haven, along the shoreline, property owners have lost their beach, and the water levels are lapping up right at the dunes. And so it's a cause of concern for them as the summer approaches if water levels go back down. Now, in the more community-oriented municipality beaches, the municipal beaches in Grand Haven, Muskegon, what have you, there's plenty of sand, plenty of beach that's still there. But for those property owners that are living right at the dune bluffs, they may risk losing some of their beachfront property.
Is there anything that can be done to soften the impact of these both low and high water levels? I mean, what does this challenge us to do?
Well, I mean, yes, we could always try and impose engineering solutions to control water levels, in particularly in Lakes Michigan and Huron, somewhere in the St. Clair River. We evaluated that about 7 years ago as part of that St. Clair River study. But it's extremely expensive. You know, we're talking about billions of dollars. There's going to be ecological impact as you try and put in some kind of water constraint. And not only that, even if you did that, it might be able to control water levels a couple of inches. It's a lot of water when you combine the two water bodies, but nature can easily overwhelm that if we have some big storms. So is it worth that cost-benefit ratio? That's not a technical question. That's a societal question that needs to be addressed. I would argue that it doesn't make sense, but other people might feel it's worthwhile for this short, small gain that you might get.
Al Steinman is director of the Annis Water Resources Institute at Grand Valley State University. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, Al. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Cindy. Feel free to call anytime.